Right? I'm sorry.
Well, would you please come to the store?
Why? Well, you're going to hurt me. You're going to threaten me. You already threatened me.
No, I'm not. No, no, no. The police officer, he want to come here now.
What time?
No, I don't know. He can call me right now.
Well, you want to call
and
me back?
I don't want to deal with you, man. I'm really sorry. I don't know you, and you've been harassing me, saying bad words in Arabic, and that's you know, I'm going to sue you.
Habibi.
And,
Habibi, listen.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I ask you a question? What
I never hurt anyone. I am 100% here with the law.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Ladies and gentlemen, right now we'd like to get ready to introduce the star of our show. The young man you've all been waiting for. Mr. Soul. So what do you say, let's all get together and welcome him to the stand with a great big hand.
Brian
Hooray for me. Pay attention to me. That's all I've had for the last 3 weeks. And longer than that. Hey, everybody. I is here. Carlito making the triumphant, victorious return to the air. Madhouse Radio here now. Hope you all had a good time, because I sure did. Wow. Madhouse Radio is the television show. Look at me. You know, it took me so long to start it because I don't remember. I don't remember how to do stuff. I seriously said, I was like, what do I do next? Okay, I think I do this one. Okay.
I'm amazed. I learned the password again here.
Man, it's been so long. I was like, all right. And then Syndicate changed everything like twice. So I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, okay. I think I got it now. Yay. All right. Look, Ben's on his way. I just talked to him. He's on his way home from work. He'll be joining us ASAP. In the meantime, I am here.
Did he come
into
the studio there? He's going to be...
No. He's Mr. I don't show up to things like weddings.
Oh.
Of course, Tuck is here also. How you doing, Tuck? What's going on, man?
Did he not?
He couldn't make it.
Oh, man.
TuckerMike.com is the website.
I'm fine. I'm good. I'm all right. Yes.
Good to know. All right. Captain Asshole's good. All right. Also, here is Kokanee and Baz. Together, they are Coca Baz.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo, yo.
Good looking, man.
Yeah, you know, that's what I heard. You guys missed me. I saw Milkman did a show. I actually listened to some of that. But Athena wasn't very happy that I was trying to, like, listen to Madhouse stuff during her honeymoon. I was like, but Milkman's doing a show. I want to hear the train wreck. She's
I took a needle point while you were gone.
She's like, Carlos, you come downstairs. We're going to the bar. I'm like, all right, fine. But one more minute.
Ooh,
no.
Carlos.
I know.
Word.
Carlos Alberto, regardless, you come down here right now. She's learning already. I'm telling you. Yeah, man. But, man, we had...
Get used to it, man.
Now we all get it.
Yeah, plenty of that was going on. Man, did I have fun. A lot of stories to talk about. Probably not many prank calls tonight because Lonesome Loser isn't around. And honestly, I don't know if I remember how to use the phone. Well, I'll try to do what I can. No Lonesome Loser. The light is darker because I unplugged a lot of stuff. And one of the things I unplugged was the light. And remember, what do you want? Wait, hang on. Athena has an official announcement to make. Hang on, let me get this going. What's your official announcement?
All right.
Wait a minute. Our marriage has been officially recognized by who?
The Greek Orthodox Church.
The Greek Orthodox Church.
The Roman Catholic Church.
The Roman Catholic Church.
And the state of Pennsylvania.
And the state of Pennsylvania. As of what? Because you went to check the mail finally?
Yeah.
So you got all three in?
All three certificates.
So it's official then? Oh, wow. All right, good. We finally got our mail got taken off a hold. Anything else coming?
No way out now.
That's it? No money?
No.
No cards?
No.
it's all over, huh? The fun's over. All right, well, now that's cool. Yeah, thank you, Athena, for the update. Good to know. No way out of it now.
No way out now.
But I guess the marriage certificates finally came in the mail today. Our mail got taken off a hold today, and she just went to the mailbox.
Oh, boy.
To check it. Yeah, all right, cool. Cool. It was a good time. I had a lot of fun. I wish a lot of you could have been there.
Thumbs up, Derek Holly, too.
Yeah. Oh, man. So much stuff happened. I was there with my friend Andy, you know, my good friend Andy since high school, and he used to do a co-host thing here on the show. He was the best man.
Yes.
He did a great job. We went to Atlantic City together, and then we had the wedding thing. I got to hang out with him quite a bit. It was kind of cool. I still have to email him. I haven't emailed him since after the wedding. Yeah. And then our wedding was on May 30th, and then after that, well, we were on our honeymoon all the way up until we walked in the door yesterday morning. I think we got here by car. No, the day before. The night before we got here via vehicle. Oh, excuse me. We went to Puerto Rico for 5-6 days. We did a lot there, and then we went on our cruise after that. Seven ports of call. Two of them got canceled due to swine flu. Apparently, when we got on our cruise and... apparently three crew members and one guest had flu-like symptoms, and they were immediately, you know, quarantined and taken off the boat on our first port of call. But the governments of St. Lucia and Antigua refused our entry into the ports because of this. They of course came back negative for swine flu. They did not have swine flu, but they refused our ship to come into port. Barbados almost didn't let us on. It took a nice 2-hour delay in letting us come into port. So we ended up, it wasn't that bad. We ended up with an extra day at sea, and then we went to St. Thomas instead in the Virgin Islands, where we got really drunk, and that was kind of fun. Had much fun with them. A lot of congratulations coming in. I'm itchy. I'm sunburned. The lights are low, so you can't really see, but I am goddamn sunburnt so bad.
Did you find any guns?
No. I stayed away from it. There was a little of that going on in Atlantic City, but that was it. Nothing. Meh.
Oh.
Meh, I wasn't about
so
to take
no,
care
of it. On a cruise ship,
It was offered to me in St. Thomas. I know where to get it in St. Thomas. It's easy to get there. It was offered to me, and I declined. I said, no, thank you. No.
Okay.
I'm done with that part of my life, man. It was fun when it lasted. That's not me any longer. What else? I got pictures. You want to see pictures, folks? We got pictures. You want to see them? I got some pictures here. Let me get to that folder here real quick. If you're watching us in the Madhouse Live chat room on the website... If you're watching the Mogulus stream, or I guess it's called, I found out it's called Livestream, not Mogulus anymore. We just found that out today. If you're watching there, you'll be able to see the pictures. Of course, all our friends are at syndicateradio.tv.
Welcome.
Get a chance to see this also. Let me get to the right folder here.
I am Mogulus.
Mogulus is no more. Now he's Livestream. That was a cool name, Mogulus. Not anymore.
No. I am always Mogulus.
I am always Mogulus. All right, and the fucking thing is freezing up. Great, yay! Well, we'll get to it eventually. I think maybe I'm doing it wrong. Oh, here we go. All right, I got to find it. I made a folder. It's called Pictures, Wedding Pictures for Madhouse. Here we go. All right, here we go. All right. Some of them are sideways. I mean, I understand. And, of course, here's a picture. I'm going to try this as order. Here's Andy. I got to rotate this one, though. This is Big Andy, former co-host. He's doing...
Well, there was drinking going on, so sideways.
What I'm drinking here right now, this beer that I got in my hand right now, is the first beer that I've had since the cruise. We drank so much alcohol. Whoa, look at me, I'm sideways. I drank so much alcohol that I have not touched a drop of it or anything since then. It was, eating, I think I gained about 5 or 6 pounds. Literally, I could feel in my waist. Like, the pants that... I was so proud that I dropped the pant size and... Oh, wow, I went out and bought new jeans and pants and stuff. Now they're tied on me. I ruined it. I was fucking retarded. Oh, dude, because you go on a cruise ship, dude. All you do is eat. That's all you do is fucking eat. That's all they got for you is food. Here, eat this.
Yeah. And it's feeding you. They just keep feeding you and giving you drinks. And they just
shoving up. Yeah. Exactly. Well, it was fun. All right, so anyway, here's... let me run that. That's Andy giving the speech. At the beginning of the whole thing. At the reception, right? He did a really good speech. He invoked the Godfather in it. His last line was, "May your first child be a masculine child," to which Athena is not very happy about, because she wants a feminine child, not a masculine child. Here's another picture of Andy.
Oh, dear.
This is Andy also. That's him on the trolley that we rented for the wedding party to take.
Thumbs up there, Carlito.
Yeah, man. Hopefully I do get a masculine child, though. Here's a cool picture before the wedding. This is me, my father on the left, a friend of the family who's a Catholic priest on the right, and then my uncle, Jose, all the way on the right. He looked like a cop that day. And we had a lot of fun. A lot of my family from Puerto Rico flew up. I was quite honored by that. I was very happy that so many of them were able to make it up. Let's see here. What else do I got? Where you showed Andy's picture. This is me and Andy waiting at the altar for the wedding. It seemed like it took forever for Athena to come out. And then when she started coming down the aisle, I freaked out. I was like, oh, no. I need more time. I'm not ready yet. I was sitting there like, what's taking so long?
Oh, God, here. Oh, God.
I can't do this. And I ran away. No, I couldn't do that. You kidding? It'd be like 30,000 Greeks there to kill me. I think this is our first walk
Greek
down the
aisle. Greek Orthodox Church?
Greek Orthodox Church, yes, yes. That's our walk down the aisle. We're officially married right here at this point. That was our first walk as husband and wife. That was pretty interesting. Let me see. I don't have a lot of pictures. We still don't have our proofs back from them. From the photographer that was there. He did a great job, but he's taking his sweet time getting our pictures to us. This is our first dance right here. I look really nice that day. I hate my nose, though, but this is from far away. This is all from my cousin. He was out there with his iPhone snapping pictures, and he sent them to me by Facebook. Thankfully, it wasn't for that. You guys wouldn't have any pictures at all. These are old pictures of... Yeah, here's an old... This is not from the wedding. This is a picture of me and Zolar together. That's too big. It won't come up. Never mind. That's from when he was in town a few weeks ago. But that's not going to come up here.
Post that somewhere, yeah. Weeks ago.
Yeah, that was months ago, actually. My bad. That was at least like 4 or 5 months ago. Here's a view in Puerto Rico during the honeymoon. We went to, and it's too big. Yeah, this might be a problem. Some of these pictures might be too big to show on here. That would suck. Let's see if this one works. Nope, too big. There's a picture of me with my Orlando Magic jersey in front of El Moro. That's not going to come up.
You got to take it in, like, Photoshop and resize it.
Yeah. Minicam, I guess, Minicam has a limit to the size of pictures. So, fortunately, I don't think I'm going to be able to show many of these pictures. Well, I'll put them online or something. I think that's the extent of the pictures that I can show. Even this really cool one that I wanted to show you, me smoking a cigar. I can't show. Yeah, unfortunately, I don't know how big it was in the States, but I was watching on the cruise ship for sure. The unfortunate fall of the Magic. We did win one game. That was good. I watched every game. God damn it. It didn't matter.
Who would you win a game?
We won our first finals game in history, in NBA history. At least we finally won one. At least we finally won a final. At least we didn't get swept this time. Jesus Christ. Oh, man. Yeah.
Is that what usually happens with you guys when you go to those things?
Whenever we go to the playoffs, we get swept. We lose 0-4. This time we won one, motherfucker.
Oh,
yeah, but a lot of bullshit that happened, you know. The untouchable Kobe, of course. We went to 2 overtime games. I bought a Magic jersey right after the wedding to wear for the honeymoon. And I got so many compliments. I was walking around in Puerto Rico. Funny story, I'm walking around Old San Juan in Puerto Rico. I got my Dwight Howard jersey. It was the day of game 1 of the finals, you know, Lakers versus Magic. I'm just chilling, got my Magic hat, my Magic jersey, walking down the street, Old San Juan with my new wife. And this old guy, this old Puerto Rican guy in a van, I hear him on the side of the street. And all I hear is some guy yelling, white power. I'm like, white power? He's like, yeah, white power, white power. I'm like, what? White power? And Athena's like, no, stupid, he's saying Dwight Howard. I'm like, oh, okay. That's the weirdest thing you'd hear a Puerto Rican say in Puerto Rico, of all places. And I'm like, well, yeah. I was like, yeah, man, Dwight Power. He's like, yeah, Dwight Howard. I was like, all right, cool. He's like, excited. It was like from the Magic, but we lost that game. We lost the game. We won game 2. What game did we win? 3. We won game 3 in Orlando. And then lost the next 2. And it was over. So anyway, our chances are good for next year. Hopefully we keep Pito Turkoglu. Excuse me. I think it was a huge mistake for us to bring Jameer Nelson back into the finals. Made no sense to me. Andy agreed this. We were watching the series with Cleveland, which was awesome series. Go ahead. What did you say, my friend?
How did Rashard Wallace do?
Rashard Lewis.
Rashard Lewis.
Rashard Lewis did well, actually. I was quite happy with him. Courtney Lee is amazing.
He's one of my favorite Exonics.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, Rashard Lewis did good. But, yeah, Jameer Nelson, it just threw everything off. Because you got to remember, he got hurt in February, was it, I think, or something like that. Broke his shoulder or something like that. His shoulder bone, his shoulder plexus. And then he rushes himself to get healthy for the finals. He didn't even play throughout the playoffs. He started playing just for those finals, and it threw the whole chemistry off, I think. And he made a lot of stupid mistakes, and I think we would have been a lot better had we just kept, you know, Rashard Lewis in there instead of Jameer Nelson. Really, it was working out. It was working out with him. It worked out in the Cleveland series. It worked out against the Celtics, you know, for the wedding and all that. I wasn't too happy about the whole thing. Oh, yeah, dude, it was awesome. The Magic went to the finals the day of the wedding. The game before, which was on Thursday, I watched it and we lost. And I was pretty upset because I was like, man, this means that I'm going to miss the game that we go to the finals on. Because it's going to be my wedding night. But what I did was, you know, we're at the reception, and Athena throws the bouquet, and that's my chance to run. I took that one chance, and I ran upstairs, you know, I ran to the second floor. I didn't take the elevator. I ran up the stairs in my tuxedo, and I went to the bar, and I take a look, and I see that Rashard Lewis, actually, as a matter of fact, was Rashard Lewis had a Magic hat on that said, you know, NBA Finals, and I yelled, "Yes, we made it!" And I ran back downstairs to, you know, finish off the celebration. So I was quite a great night. I got married and my team made it to the finals. Yeah, so Athena's understanding like that. It was so awesome. She was really into the games, too. I mean, here we are on our honeymoon on a cruise ship, and she's yelling more than I am at the TV in the sports bar on the cruise ship. Awesome cruise ship. Had a great time. The Adventure of the Seas in the Royal Caribbean. That was pretty fun. I would recommend it to anybody out there. Take a cruise. Man, that's the way to vacation. Because when you vacation on a cruise, man, you don't have to worry about anything. You don't have to worry about feeding yourself. You don't have to worry about finding a restaurant. It's all inclusive. You can order room service
exactly.
for free.
They just pamper you.
Yeah.
I was talking to a friend that wanted to go and just vacay everything, brain mm-hmm. everything.
Yep. Oh, yeah, dude, that's the way to do it.
To order something and just, like, you know.
Yeah, that was my second cruise.
Have all kinds of bud and just, you know, food and just.
Yeah, it was my second cruise, Athena's first, and I kept telling her, Athena, there's nothing like, you know, when you go on a cruise, it's so much better than a regular vacation because it's all inclusive, all taken care of for you. And she agreed. Now she agrees. Now she wants to go on another cruise. Like, we're going to be there's a section of people out there in society who are cruiseaholics. They troll these cruise forums and they go to cruises two or three times a year, and they're all into it, and they got their own lingo. And Athena's like, we should totally become some of those people. One of those people, like, nah, don't know about that. There's so much to talk about, but it's just, oh yeah, hey, speaking of on the cruise ship, since we did ports of call outside the United States, guess what I bought? Cuban cigars, snuck them in illegally. Look at that. That is a real H. Upman Cuban cigar from the Republic of Cuba, the Free Republic of Cuba right there. Oh yeah, by the way, check out that ring. Hey, look, I got a ring now.
Has the red dot label on it?
Well, I had to take them off, unfortunately. These are not Cohibas, by the way. Those are too expensive. Oh, my God. Do you know how much Cohibas are now?
Yeah.
I went over there. I was in Barbados, and I'm like, yeah, let me get a pack of Cohibas.
What?
$110 for five. I was like, you got to be kidding me. $110 for five. Yeah, so I bought the H. Upmans. They were a little cheaper. Still damn good. There you go. So that's a authentic.
That's the Cubans, right? Exactly.
Yeah. See, there we go. A whole bag of them I snuck in. Look at that. These are American ones on the front. These are the ones that I took with me to Puerto Rico to smoke. I had two left, and the rest are all authentic Cubans. I got about how many? I got left 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm saving one for Evil Artie. If he shows up before I smoke it, it's his. He's a big cigar fan now, I hear. So Artie, if you make it in time, I got a Cuban cigar here for you.
Is he?
Yeah, he is. And I took...
He's the favorite from me.
If
I ever visit you, which I never will.
No, the rest are from me or my coworkers. And then I also took off the packs, when it's official, like on the packs of cigars, the ones from Cuba have this really antique-looking sticker that says, you know, Republic of Cuba, and it's all... looks really antique, and it's like the official stamp, you know, like, you know, this is, you know, you can only get this if it is coming from Cuba. It's highly protected. I saved one for Evil Artie also. It's in my wallet somewhere.
Yeah.
So he can enjoy that. And I was trying to steal... there was this whole... on the cruise ship, there was a... on the cigar lounge...
you get the Cuban cigars at... I forgot you told me where...
I got them in Barbados, because any of those islands, anywhere else other than the United States, you can buy Cuban cigars.
Right.
You're not supposed to bring them back into the States. But most people, and I was telling people, like, oh, how do you bring them back in? I was like, just take the labels off. Who cares? No, just take all the labels off. You put in your luggage. No one's going to check anyway. I probably could have gotten away with leaving the labels on, but
Dutch masters.
Dutch Masters, yeah. Well, just trade them, yeah. You could trade them or just, you know, buy a box of, you know, Dominican ones, you know, before you go on your cruise and then get rid of all those and just stuff them in the, you know, stuff them in the box of the, you know, stuff your Cubans in the box of Dominican ones. Quite interesting. So I'm going to light this one up here. I haven't smoked a cigar here in a while. Athena gets mad, but too bad. It's a special night. It's the last, I got to go back. Tomorrow's my first day of work again. I got to enjoy that.
Of course, this is just radio talk. You didn't really, this is just for the radio.
No.
You didn't really sneak in imported Cubans into the
nope.
country.
Nope. Theater of the mind, everybody. Theater of the mind. So, you guys, talk about something that's going
that's
on with
right.
your life. Talk about your website or your comic book or your Muck Sticky lover.
All kinds of crazy stuff. I went down to, speaking of Muck Sticky, I went down and saw him at the New Daisy Theater, big crazy show down there. That's crazy stuff that goes on there, man.
Where's that again? Memphis, is it? Is it in Memphis?
Yeah, it's Memphis. It's the New Daisy Theater on Bill Street.
I met some gentleman from Memphis on the cruise ship.
If you have to go through Bill Street to get there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I met some gentlemen from Memphis on the cruise ship, and they were pretty cool. And I told him, I had no idea until I told him, you know, I got a friend, I do a internet radio show, and I have a friend, and he lives in the state, and, you know, he's friends with, he does work with this guy, Muck Sticky. Yeah, Muck Sticky, we know that guy. I was like, yeah. I was like, I told him, you know, yeah, he's some of his art, my friend's art, you know, one of my co-hosts, his art was on the show, on the MTV show. Like, oh, yeah. You know, and I was telling him, I had no idea that Memphis had that kind of, you know, nightlife there. Like, oh, yeah, you'd be surprised. But then again, people don't think that about Orlando, that we don't, they think we're all Disney.
Yeah. I've got lots of pictures on my blog. If you go to the Revoluta blog there, y'all can see all that stuff.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know if they sell this beer in the States, but the official beer in Puerto Rico seems to be Medalla, M-E-D-A-L-L-A. I never drank it before, and I'll tell you, it's like Corona, but really good. It's like a good Corona, apparently. I'm going to try to look for it here in the States, but if you ever find that in your grocery's freezer, in your grocery's freezer, if you ever find that in your liquor store, etc., wherever you go to buy alcohol, definitely pick it up, M-E-D-A-L-L-A. I was drinking that. That was the only beer that I touched. All I had to drink all honeymoon and cruise long was a Medalla beer, the occasional Miller Lite, and other than that, what else was I having? Gin and water. Gin and water. All Athena had was vodka and cranberry.
No rum?
No rum. Well, we did go to the Bacardi Distillery, as a matter of fact, and I did have some rum over there. We did the tour of the Bacardi Distillery. That was kind of cool. There was a guy who looked and sounded just like Lawrence Fishburne. Doing the presentation there in the bar about the history of rum and the mojito and the Cuba Libre and all that. Really trippy. And I swear to God, he looked just like Morpheus, you know, just like Lawrence Fishburne, and sounded just like him, the way he had, the way, Lawrence Fishburne,
really?
Lawrence Fishburne talks
great.
Like this sometimes, and, you know, he was doing just like that. I was like, oh my God, I told my cousin was there with me. I was like, hey, Valerie, that's Morpheus. She started laughing. She's drinking something at the time, and she spit it up, I think. It was pretty funny. Yeah. But, yeah, the Bacardi Distillery, I learned that that's a bunch of Cuban expatriate, you know, cowards that ran from Cuba and ran to the Dominican Republic, ended up in Puerto Rico. Not as impressive as I thought, the tour in the Bacardi
Distillery.
I don't
get anything, guys. Smuggled shit somewhere else.
Yep. They smuggled their business, and I learned
and
that they
get anything.
Yeah, and I learned, like, with the Cuban cigars, like, you know, you have your Cohiba from Cuba, which is the original one, and
historically
what happened was a lot of these people would go to Cuba and they would smuggle the seeds from the Cohiba plant or the Cohiba, you know, factory or whatever, and they would smuggle them to the Dominican Republic, and then they created the other Cohiba, the one you can sell in the States, you know, the non-red dot one. So there's a big controversy, as you know, you shouldn't support these, you know, fake ones because they're not the real legitimate one and they hurt the Cuban economy and this and that. I learned all about that. It was explained to me. It's quite interesting. Yeah. We went to the rainforest. We went to the observatory in Arecibo, which is the hometown that I, you know, my family's from. We got, you know, I don't know if you ever see GoldenEye, you know, GoldenEye, the big dish at the end of GoldenEye, and it was in the movie Species, and it was in the movie Contact. That radio telescope, that we went to that. I've been to that a bunch of times when I was a kid, but I got to take Athena. They actually they fixed it up really nice, and I don't know if you remember, there's a Puerto Rican astronaut, the first astronaut from Puerto Rico. He was there. The day before, he was giving a speech, and they had a whole thing out there commemorating him. It's quite interesting.
Oh, the day before.
The day before. We weren't there that day, but yeah, I know. I missed that. Went to these caves in Puerto Rico. It was kind of fun. We went to the rainforest. I told you. Went to the beach a few times. And just a lot of drinking. You know, New News reporting that there's a feminist convention starting tomorrow, but they start early, so he reckons that they will be arriving today. Cool. Hey, give me the numbers. So New News is going to work on getting numbers for us. That's awesome. Thank you. Good to know. Has Lonesome Loser been around? Has anybody known? Zolar, has he been around for your show at all? Is he pulling an incognito again, or is he just not expecting us to be on the air? Maybe. I don't think he expected us to be back tonight. Maybe that's what it was. A lot of people weren't. I caught people by surprise by coming on tonight, and I could tell that by the number of listeners.
I wasn't.
Mm-hmm. Milkman was, and I called Milk because the Milkman were going on. He's like, what were you talking about?
So you said, hey, come on.
It's, you know, I might not do many prank calls. It just kind of came on to
chew the fat.
Yeah, well, here you go. Now we're on. LOL, you Cubans, they take their booze seriously. LOL. Maven, enjoying things. Hi, Maven, how you doing? Sorry to let you know, Maven, but I am taking it. It was raining. It took me a long time to get used to this, and I keep, like, messing with it, like, keep taking it off and putting it back on. It's just not... This just doesn't look right. It doesn't feel right. There's always something there now. It's like having a tampon in. I don't like it. But
it takes a couple of years to get used to.
I keep telling Athena, you know, I'll do the tattoo. That's a little more permanent, more sexy. Nah, she's not having it. She wants me to wear the ring. She says if she has to wear the ring, then I have to. So, all right, fine, whatever. The Dead checking in. Hey, the Dead, how you doing? Good to see the Dead out there hanging out. What's up, buddy? Gangrene says that Cuban cigars suck. Yeah, speaking of, remember I had that whole plan about banking out and blackjack? That didn't pan out very well. Well, I'll tell you what, I did really good in Atlantic City, and I did good in San Juan on the blackjack tables. But when it came to the cruise ship, I got raked. Literally. Really bad. I didn't lose. I ended up down altogether $80. But I was up quite a bit. I went up in Atlantic City. In Atlantic City, I started out with 150. I took out 150 cash. I was down to my last $5. And I made it all the way up, and I was up 100. And then I got down to my 150 again. And I said, all right, that's it. Let me go. And then we went on with our bachelor thing. Andy's like, oh, I could play blackjack. And he sits down next to me with $80, and he loses it like about 10 minutes. He's like, oh, fuck this. So he was like relegated to like standing behind me watching me play, and I felt bad for him. So as soon as I broke even, I said, all right, we'll go. I don't want to make you stand around watching me win. He wasn't upset, but I felt bad for him losing so much money. But yeah, it was, that was a casino experience. Athena loves slot machines, I learned. She might have a gambling problem. I'm afraid she's a new gambler. You know when you first get into gambling.
Girls love the slot machines.
Yeah, they do. And she's playing nickel slots. I'm like, that's no fun. Where's the fun in that? Nickel slots, penny slots. Get out of here. You got to be at least a quarter. You got to play at least a quarter. Quarter slots are where it's at. I saw slot machines there, $5 a play. That was kind of crazy. I can't imagine that. There was a lady who was winning at the $5 slot, and she was playing not just one line. I think she was playing like 3 or 4 lines at a time. She was playing about $15-$20 per pull. And she was winning, though. Like, she cashed out. The whole thing was like, me, 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 me. You knew the sound. There's nothing good. There's nothing better than walking. You hear that sound in a casino, it just entices you. The sound of the... of the
chips. What to do, that's what it is.
I don't know. Whatever, man. But, yeah, that was crazy. Those casino men, the casino and the cruise ship, they make all that money they spend, feeding you and this and that and giving you free this and free that. They make their money in that casino, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they, there's no problems right there.
This is on the casino. The cruise.
Right. So I did actually update one. I updated a prank. I updated the podcast while I was on a honeymoon with the April 30th episode. We're still behind a month at this point, but I think we're only behind 2 episodes because we missed a whole month.
Really?
Yeah, I did. I didn't make a synopsis. I edited it quickly on the plane and uploaded it, and just said, hey, here you go. Enjoy, kids. Halfway through, I was like, here you go. Something to get you through. Twist the face, say blackjack is better to play. It is fun. Blackjack is fun to play. Yeah, I met a lot of people. What pissed me off the most was I was playing in the casino. The last night that I played on the cruise ship, I was winning, all right? I'm winning, and there's this old Jewish guy sitting to my left. No offense, Jew. But he was sitting to my left, and he tells me, can I move over to your right? You okay with that? I'm like, all right, fine, go ahead. He moves over to my right, and he starts winning. I start losing. So, like, he started getting my cards. You know, he was getting hit in blackjacks, and blacks like, motherfucker, you know what? So I ended up just getting up and leaving because of him. And that's bullshit, you know? Why do that? Why? You know, he saw that I was winning, so he went up and sat to my right, so he was getting the hands that I was getting dealt before. He was getting my cards. That's crap. And the guy that was sitting to the other side of me is the guy, you shouldn't have let him do that. That's bullshit. I was like, yeah, I'm just trying to be polite. You know, we're on the same boat here, quite literally. Still no milkman in the house. My cigar's going to go out if I don't smoke it here. Let me look for numbers. Nunu sent one in to the honeymoon in Tennessee. A rent-a-guy guy answered. All right, cool. We can do that.
All right. Tennessee, the honeymoon. There you go.
Honeymoon's over. I got to go back to work tomorrow. I stretch the honeymoon out as long as I can.
Howdy!
Hopefully I got a job when I go to work tomorrow. I haven't been there like 3.5 weeks, 4 weeks almost at this point. They're probably going to be like,
Oh, yeah, that.
I know one person got fired. I got that message. Someone sent me a text. Yeah, by the way, so-and-so got fired. I was like, oh, man, really? That's not good. Oh, man. All right.
My brother got laid off.
Yeah? Well, at least he gets unemployment, right? Hopefully. Hopefully he gets unemployment.
Yeah, that happened while you were gone. Yeah. He's got unemployment, yeah.
All right. Well, here we go. We're going to call the honeymoon in Tennessee. We'll be right back in a moment. First prank of the night. Thank you.
Woo-hoo.
Woo-hoo.
Happy.
Hey, this is the honeymoon.
Is who?
This is the honeymoon. Hello? Hello, sir?
I don't know what you're talking about.
This is that place, the honeymoon.
This is Vinton Creek Garage.
Okay, you guys don't do the honeymoons there anymore, right?
No, this is a garage.
This is a garage. Okay, that's fine. Do you guys get stains out of cars when I leave it in the garage? Whoa. Redneck asshole.
Returning to main menu.
Fucking ass.
You have two new messages.
Well,
I'm
really gonna get a stain. Just out of the way, where you go.
Box belonging to
Start Phone
and cannot accept new messages at this time. To leave a callback number, press 5. Or please try again later. Thank you. This number will be sent to the pager. Bye.
The pager. That's still September 10th. Jesus.
I am a pager.
I'm a doctor. I have a pager. Yeah.
I'm the doctor. I'm very important. I have a pager. Beep, 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 beep. Oh, excuse me. I have a page. I must leave the table now. Excuse me. I'm very important. I have a pager.
The guy in the garage has a pager. Just a moment, folks. Alrighty. I'm waiting for some more numbers here. We can always go into the Lonesome Loser machine bank of numbers. I should have tried to make touch with Lonesome Loser, and I should have touched his number. And maybe he'd be here right now.
We're sure he doesn't realize you're back.
Alright, so who can we call? Let's see. I'm trying to think here. I'm trying to go to the bank. For some reason, I don't see a lot of numbers here in the old bank of Lonesome Loser. That's not good. There we go. Mountain Gay Lounge. Mountain Gay. Yeah, that was quite funny. We were in one of those fucking islands.
Yeah.
What were we in? I think it was in Martin, whatever it's called, or Barbados. Barbados, that's what it was. They got a rum called Mount Gay. I was like, hey, you want to go to the Mount Gay distillery? I was like, fuck no, I don't want to go to Mount Gay. I don't want to get AIDS. What's wrong with you?
I am bisexual. I'm fabulous.
AIDS rum. No, thank you, sir. Thank you. No, thank you. Oh, man. craziness.
iSuckCock.com.
Yeah, dude, Artie was fucking... I heard that. We listen. Did you know, let me tell you something? One of the greatest things...
That was brilliant, by the way.
Oh, my God, it was so awesome. You want to tell you what's awesome? On our trip...
Brilliant.
We drove up to Pennsylvania from Orlando, and we drove back down. We didn't fly up to Pennsylvania. We flew for a honeymoon, but we didn't drive up to the wedding venue, etc. We made the 18-hour trip. And I'll tell you what, it is awesome. What if I can give a shout out to the people over at Sirius, RadioSirius.com, SIRIUS.com. It is so goddamn awesome to have Sirius Radio in your car because you don't have to switch the channel. You don't have to do anything like that. You just sit in your car, man, and you just listen to the same channel all you want. Dude, it was so awesome. I'm telling you, I didn't even think about that. And then we listen to Howard so much. I think it's in Howard Stern now because for 2 days, that's what I would do. Like, we wake up, we get on the road, and we just listen to Howard.
Did you have the rental car?
No, we had my car. We took my car. We took the Madhouse, the new Madhouse mobile, the new Madhouse Mercedes, the one that I bought recently that I leased, whatever you want to say. But, it was awesome. And on the drive down, we were just jamming, listening to all the music stations, listening to 80s music, and then went to the 90s, and then 60s music, and 70s.
Yeah.
And I got to listen to Wolf Blitzer on CNN. And, you know what sucks? On the cruise ship, they only have a certain selection of channels. They only have a light selection of channels you can watch on TV. And they had CNN. I was like, all right, CNN. And it's CNN International, which sucks so much. CNN International, it's like watching BBC.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, it sucks. Oh, man.
It is BBC.
It is, basically. It's just like everything's really white looking, and it was boring. Like, it put me to sleep. I was like, I don't want to watch this crap. But at least they did show Wolf Blitzer at 6 p.m., and I was always happy to watch Wolf Blitzer. When it came on, I felt like I was back at home. I saw that some old man killed a bunch of people.
Aww.
An old man shot people in some museum, in the Holocaust Museum. I saw that happen.
Wolf Blitzer, that old man that killed people.
And apparently they're angry in Iran. Iran's so far away, they couldn't get away.
People need to realize I'm on delay, so if I'm going, it's from what you said a few seconds earlier,
right.
Not when someone killed people.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. It's so macabre. Tuck is very macabre. He's into the macabre, everybody. What's the name of the restaurant that I always have fun with? The Asian guy who, not the Asian guy, the Hindu guy. The last time we called him, he was like, oh, my God, leave me alone, calling me again. That was on the episode that I uploaded on the 30th. Oh, what is that? The guy that I touched his number. What is that guy's number? What is it called? Funky Zone. It's Funky Zone.
Is that the number guy?
No.
I don't know.
Funky Zone, here we go.
It's not long ago, man, seriously.
Let's give Funky Zone a call here. Why not? All right, Funky Zone. Where is Milkman? Is he in here yet? No. Asshole Milkman. Stupid Milkman. He's always late, never here, and he didn't show up to my wedding either, jerk off. I might have made him, I might have let him be the best man, I might have kicked Andy out of that position, but no, he couldn't show up, could he? No, we had fun regardless. I talked to him a lot. I was always in touch with him. I was always touching his number, so to say. Okay, right back. Next prank call of the night coming up. Funky Zone, good friends of ours. Yeah.
Hello, it's Funky Zone.
Yeah?
Hey, you guys have a Cohiba? Cohiba's there?
Yes, we do have a Cohiba Red Dot.
You have the Red Dots?
Yeah.
You're not supposed
Cohiba Red Dot.
You're not supposed to have the Red Dots, though.
Why?
Because they're from Cuba.
No, those are from Philly Banking.
No. Listen, I just came back from a cruise, and I went to Barbados, and they explained the whole thing to me. The Red Dots are from Cuba, and then the other ones are from the Dominican Republic. And if you have the cigars that are from Cuba, you're going to get in trouble. Now, I snuck some in from... You know what I did? I took the bands off, and I put them in my luggage. I didn't find them.
No, Habibi. Handmade in the Dominican Republic.
I'm not your love.
I got your phone number. You know that? What do you want?
I want you to admit...
from Dominican Republic. You don't understand?
No. Red Dots are from Cuba, you bastard.
Here, Cuba, Red Dot, San Diego, L.A., Republic Dominica.
How is San Diego...
Philly Banking.
San Diego is not...
Sailor in... Do you want me to show you an invoice?
I'm going to...
Bring me your ID and come.
I'm going to report you to the naturalization, and they're going to take you away, Habibi. Huh?
Habibi?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Olmec is right here. Olmec is here with me right now. Your mother.
Who?
Your mother, Olmec, right here.
Who's? I'm gonna call the, I got your number. I'm gonna call right away. Police.
Uh-huh.
You are harassing us.
I'm putting a report. You have illegal.
I come in. I have everything legal 100%.
Oh, were you?
Here, it's in the shelf.
Uh-huh. I have proof here that you have Cuban cigars there. So you tried to sell me right now. You tried to sell me illegal Cuban cigars. So
I'm trying to sell. I have a Cohiba Red Bud from
Cuba.
Philip and King.
No, from Republic of Cuba.
Huh?
I love that guy. He's so awesome. He's just an angry man. Long live a free Cuba. We'll call him back in a second.
Returning to main menu.
Shut up.
We have two new messages. So listen to your message.
It's from Dominican Republic.
Habibi means my love. Why is he calling me my love? What is he, gay?
Okay, faggot.
You tell him about that too. Who's he gonna call? Who's he gonna call? He's got my number. He's gonna call somebody. He's gonna call Rosewood.
He's gonna call the police.
The bullies.
Maybe he's like an Arab and they kiss each other and shit.
Oh god. Oh, let me tell you something that pissed me off. No offense against the Greek people, but you know, after the wedding, and there's a recession. And
there we go.
In the church, okay? After the wedding, we go to the back. We go to the back of the church, you know, whatever they call the narthex, the lobby, whatever you want to call it. And everybody's supposed to shake our hand, my hand, Athena's hand, give her a kiss, and all this stuff.
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm very particular with germs. I don't like it. And my best man, Andy, I gave him hand sanitizer. I said, Andy, you hold on to this. You know, if I tell you I need hand sanitizer because I don't want to get sick on my stupid honeymoon, right? I don't want to get sick, motherfucker. I don't want to get sick. These Greek men have this habit. They don't just shake your hand, okay? They shake your hand. They hold it, and they get all pressed their palms into your hand. Then they give you a hug. That's not the end of it. Then they give you a kiss on your left-hand side of the cheek. Then they go over to the right-hand side and give you another kiss. They like to kiss on both sides. They're into that, you know? They're into that. They're Mediterranean. They're into that. Guess what happened to me? 2 days later, guess what I got? Sick as an asshole on the
exactly.
First night of my honeymoon.
Of course, yes.
And it got into my fucking. It got into. I was on top of things there, and then like I decided, you know, we the honeymoon night, the day, you know, the first day, you know, and me and Athena, we go to a hot tub, you know, and we go to the pool, and I get out of the pool, my hair's wet, and it was kind of cold in Pennsylvania. It was like in the 60s, mid 60s that night. And I'm like, I'm shivering. I'm like, I know I'm going to get sick. And sure enough, the next morning I wake up sneezing. I'm like, God, I'm taking airborne golden seal vitamin C out the ass, doing everything I can. Sure enough, but before we fly to Puerto Rico, I'm sick. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what's going to happen to me? I'm going to get in a, they're going to refuse me to go to Puerto Rico. They're going to say, yo, your temperature's high. You've got swine flu. We need to check you for 4 hours and stick this thermometer up your dick or something. So, yeah, sure enough, it put a big hamper. Then guess what happened? And then Athena gets it because about 2 days later, as I'm getting over, I'm finally getting over it. We're already in Puerto Rico. I'm sick for the first 2 days of the honeymoon there. And we go together to the rainforest. And what does it do in the rainforest naturally? It rains. We go on this hike in the rainforest. Beautiful thing, but it did nothing but rain. So then Athena gets sick. And I am sick, and Athena's sick. And then it's just... I did everything I can. I cleaned my hands as much as I could, but these people they don't why kiss so much? And they don't just kiss you once. They want to do both sides. What are they, Muslim or something? I don't understand. I didn't ask for that. That's not the kind of relationship I want with a group of people that kiss men, kissing men. Asshole people. I'm gonna call Funky Zone back.
I'm sick of, I'm sorry, because to put myself, now that I've been living for 10 years, I had a farm, and I went out to Memphis, and my friend was showing me around, and he didn't have a car, and it was all buses and trolleys, and Woody Allen shit was starting running through my head. They'd go down to the show, and, you know, it's the biggest hippie hug fest down there, too, yeah.
Phil's reminding me.
I'm into it and everything, but you know, it's kind of like, you know, 3 days later, you start getting that Woody Allen shit in your head.
Yeah, Phil's reminding me, the red dots are the Dominican ones and the Cuban ones are the yellow band. I know that. I knew that. I was just saying that to him. I didn't get Cohibas. They were too expensive, man. I saw them there, but dude, I'm telling you, they're like 110 for the Robustos or something. I don't know what it was. I was like, you got to be kidding me. Fuck that. I mean, yeah, it's the best cigar that they say. And actually, Cohiba is not rated. You know, my favorite are Romeo and Julietas. Those are my favorite Dominican cigar, and they had the Cuban version was pretty good. I bought a pack of those. I smoked those all on the cruise ship. I resized one of these. This is me in the cigar lounge on the cruise ship right here, smoking my Cuban cigar, enjoying that. We actually met a couple. This, and no offense, I know the military, and they're making a great sacrifice. But there was this couple. They were also on their honeymoon. The guy is in the Army. And the first time we see them, I'm in the cigar shop. It's the formal night, which is, you know, this is what I was wearing here. You don't see my jacket, but, and I have a three-piece suit here. I got a nice-looking vest and all that. I had my blue shirt, blue shiny shirt, blue shiny tie. You know, I got my vest and my jacket somewhere in the background. And, you know, in comes this guy in an army clothes. You know, he's in, like, the formal army dress, you know, whatever they call him. And he's like, yeah, I'm in the Army and this and that. And he gave us his old Army story. And I'm like, all right, cool. Yeah, you're in the Army. Kick ass. Good people. Next night we see them, he's in the Army stuff again. The next night we see him, Army stuff again. Every night of the cruise ship, every night he was in the damn Army dress. And it's like, all right. I mean, he's you know, you just...
You like the Army, huh?
You're looking for attention, man.
The Army, all the shtick, huh?
Yeah, it's like, come on. Or wore some flip-flops or something for a change, you know? He's like, and he's like, complaining, he's like, yeah, I don't like you because everyone keeps saluting me and they're civilians. I'm not allowed to salute civilians. They keep saluting me and I hate it when they ask me about the war and this and that. I'm like, well, asshole, why do you go around dressed up like Army Man? If you're going to go around like G.I. Joe, don't get pissed off when people say Yo Joe at you, you know? Stupid jerk. He was a cool guy, though, and thank you very much, whatever your name, Bartol was his name. What was he? A sergeant. I think it's Lieutenant. Lieutenant Bartol. Thank you for your sacrifice. If you're listening now, I gave him the information for the website. Oh, yeah, and I wrote madhouselive.com in every bathroom in the Caribbean that I went to. Puerto Rico, Barbados, St. Thomas, St. Croix, everywhere that I went. Whatever I could. So if you're listening to us for the first time here from some Caribbean nation, thank you. Thank you for letting us. Thank you for letting me use your bathroom and not turning us away because nobody had the swine flu. Smart people there. Wherever they let us come.
I was
in.
About to ride on the wall backstage to the New Daisy there.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah. What were you asking there, sir?
I said, .com. That,
yeah. They don't know what .com is. Like, huh? They don't have internet. I'm surprised they get cars over there. Baz, are you saying something, sir?
So that's where I learned about MadhouseLive.com.
In the toilet? Awesome. That's where I learned about it, too. That's where I got the idea. Yeah, I was taking a shit.
Really?
I was taking a shit, and I said, you know what? This KDK might have something going on. Alrighty, we're calling Funky Zone again, and then we're going to call some feminists. Yay! One moment.
Hong Kong Fui. I haven't seen Hong Kong Fui in so long.
Hello, Funky Zone. May I help you?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Yeah, who's this?
Yeah, this is Valente. Look, I want to apologize. I think you're right. The red dots are from Dominican Republic. It's the yellow ones that are from Cuba, right?
Well, you know what? This is now belong police. I just called them.
No, that's okay. No, but I just want to get. I want to let you know. That I'm like. I'm.
Yeah,
I'm dropping. Listen. I'm dropping the case. I'm dropping the case against you. Because you were right and I was wrong. It's the yellow bands that are from Cuba, not the red dots, right? Right? I'm sorry.
Well, like, yeah, that's yeah. Would you please come to the store?
Why? Well, you're gonna hurt me. You're gonna threaten me. You already threatened me.
No, I'm not. No. The police officer, he wanna come here now.
What time?
No, I don't know. He can call me right now.
Well, you wanna call
and
me back?
I don't wanna deal with you, man. I'm really sorry. I don't know you, and you've been harassing me, saying bad words in Arabic, and that's. You know, I'm going to sue you.
Habibi, listen.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
I never hurt anyone. I am 100% here with the law, and the police officer love him. I have contact with everyone.
Wait a minute.
So they can take care with everything.
Shiraz, listen.
If you're guilty, you're going to plead guilty.
Shut up, listen.
And my lawyer
not guilty. What are you going to do when I show up? Are you going to cut my hand off with a sword? Is that what you're going to do?
No, I'm not going to do anything. I just called police officers.
Are you going to behead me in front of the town square, in front of everybody?
No, thanks. No, no.
Now, when you say you're with Allah, you're 100%. I am trying to talk.
Thank you very much.
I'm trying.
Trying to talk to the guy, man. I mean, I don't understand. So many questions about this Funky Zone guy. We gotta crack this nut at some point, man. You know. I resized another picture. This is me with my Dwight Howard jersey in front of El Morro in San Juan. That's the big fort. El Morro. That was a fort that was built by the Spanish. And inside of it, it's rumored that there's jewels buried underneath it from Sir Francis Drake. And I think there's actually some yellow dot cohibas down there also.
Well, look at him.
I look good in that picture. I was already starting to gain some weight there. I have big fat arms. Man, I gained so much weight. Ate so much food. Got to go on a big diet now. Or I can just stay fat. I think I'll do that instead. Oh, man. Why can't I be friends with that guy? He doesn't want to make friends with me. Why? Just be friends. That's all I want. I want to make friends. What did he say? I'm making cuss words in Arabic. Do I have anything from Nostradamus? Oh, yeah.
What are you saying?
Sue me. Oh, God. No.
You know?
What's he going to do? Yeah, there's a man calling, sending stuff in Arabic to me. I'm like, uh-huh. So, you think cops are going to defend him?
Do you know what you're saying? What are you saying, cussing Arabic for?
Couscous means your mother's cunt. That's what I... No. Couscous is cunt. And I was saying Olmec, okay. Which is your mother. So I was saying your mother...
Couscous came with the chicken.
It does. Couscous Olmec is your mother's cunt. That's all I was saying to him. It's not a big deal. Couscous Olmec was a big deal. Couscous Olmec. Anyway, we got a request for Nostradamus here from Quackmaster. Let me see. I think I do have some Nostradamus. Maybe I don't. Nostradamus, right? Let me see. I'm sure I have that whole album here. Is there a song I particularly want to hear? I've got the whole album here. I got both albums here. I think it was a double album. I think there's another one coming out too soon. Quackmaster, let me know which one you want to hear in particular. Which of those calls? Which of those songs? We'll play the actual titular one. There you go. I think we just played the instrumental of this. Anyway. All right, Nunu, we're calling it. All right, folks, we're going to call.
What?
We're calling Melody, everybody. Stand by. Listen to the rest of this Nostradamus. Thank you.
Hi, how you doing? This is Melody.
Yeah.
Hey, Melody. I had a message here. I'm calling from the front desk. We had a message. Someone here wanted to meet you upstairs. Is this correct? Is someone coming correct or not?
Someone wants to meet me upstairs. Do you know who?
I don't know. Someone by the name of Latifa.
Latifa?
Yeah. Do you know who this is? Because I'm not going to let them come upstairs unless you give me authorization. This is ridiculous.
I'm not upstairs. I'm actually in the ballroom. They're at the front desk?
They're at the front desk, but we have some problem with unauthorized people here, doing stuff that they're not supposed to be doing. So I'm not going
to.
I'm not letting another one of these damn women come upstairs without permission. So
okay.
Who is this? This is Valente with the front desk. What is your authorization here? I don't understand what's going on. I got a lot of people telling me.
I'm coming to the front desk right now. I'm on my way.
Are you ovulating or something? Hello, sir? She's on the way.
Returning to main menu.
I don't know what the fuck
you
I just did. Here's a picture of me drunk off my ass and not the magic one. That's me in the cruise ship. That's the background. That's on the deck. And as you can see, I had some boogies in my nose, too. That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Look at those boogies, huh? That's pretty sick. That's not good. Shouldn't do that. Oh, man, I just farted. Smells good when I fart. Anyway, it smells real good. He's looking for something. I I like the Doom version of this, but to be honest with you, I actually like the real version of this song. I don't think I have that. Nothing on my mind but the dime sack we blaze with the glaze in my eye that we find when we crave dollars and cents, a fugitive with. All right, we're going to take a break here real quick, everybody. When we come back, more prank calls on deck. What time is it now? 11:42. I got to work tomorrow.
You should be playing some Muck Sticky.
You know, you didn't send me any Muck Sticky, did you, your horse's ass? If you sent it, I'd play it.
Oh,
oh yeah.
My bad.
Forget about that one, didn't you?
Oh, well, I'll do it next week.
You're just like Milkman. Well, yeah, you should be playing, you'd be talking about the coach.
Actually, I didn't know you were going to be on.
You, Milk would be like, yeah, you should talk about that news story about that cat. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? You know, that cat, the one I was reading. I'm like, Eden, did you send me the story? No. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Milkman. No, seriously, then send me Muck Sticky and give me an interview with him. I have words for him. I have words for Muck Sticky. Words.
I'll see what I can do on that.
I have Arabic curses for him. Habibi. Habibi, I know. Habibi's not bad. Habibi, 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 Habibi. All right, when we come back, we got more calls to do. We got more feminists on deck. All right. Probably also got another call to the Funky Zone. We're having fun with them. Poncho's Video. Poncho's Restaurant. Nobody beats Mitch, a wholesale furniture place. We get the Tiger Mart in Wyoming. We also have the Serpent's Kiss. That one's in Santa Cruz, California. Don't go anywhere, damn it. All that and more when we come back. Give me about 5 minutes, we'll be right back. Thank you very much for listening. This is Madhouse Radio, the return of Madhouse Radio. It is still Thursday, June 18th, 11:43 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:43 p.m. on the West Coast. I'll have to give Milkman a call when we come back, since he's taking his sweet-ass time checking back in. We'll be right back in a moment. Thank you!
Fuck you, big motherfucker.
Thank you.
That's such a big kid.
Fuck you, big motherfucker.
I followed him to the studio, but I was too late to stop him.
That's right! You'll never stop me! You're dead! You're not dead!
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Taking the world by force.
98.6 ML.
Call in toll free at 1-888-278-8509.
You know what? I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open up trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman ever make you who you are.
He's coming out. It's there.
Fuck you, big motherfucker.
Was ist zu behaltiges Deutschland? Nicht wieder schön und herrlich. Indem ich euch ihre Blicke bei sich.
Everybody, we're back. Time to take it home because I gotta get to bed. I listened to this album so much during the honeymoon. I love this album. All right, everybody, you get your prank. Oh, we do have. Wait a minute, we do have prank call requests here that we need to get to. From this one guy that we haven't seen in a while. He used to make appearances every once in a while. Reverend Prana, I think that's his name. I think he sent one or two. Reverend Prana, that's what it is. Joe also sent in a request. Request a prank call, Ricky Fuckface. Very nice. 27 years old in Kentucky.
Hello.
We tried to have you prank this idiot at work one time like a year ago, but we messed up and gave you the wrong name. This is his cell. I don't know what you want to do with him. He's a fat dork that works at 7-Eleven and is obsessed with D&D and Magic the Gathering. I think I remember that.
Are you saying I'm obsessed with D&D Magic the Gathering, or is it somebody you're going to call?
I know we did a prank call about to someone about Magic the Gathering. We asked him about the deck colors and all this, and he didn't really fall for it.
And oh, yeah.
We sent us the wrong number, that's why. That would do it. Got to send the right number there, homeboy. Nina says, we found a feminist in her room. Call now for fuck's sake. All right.
Woohoo.
Woohoo. Good for you. We got Kim. Kim, say we got her number off a personals ad on Craigslist offering massages and happy endings. All right.
Hello.
That's the kind of massages I like. I like massages that have happy beginnings.
For her name, Kim, I take it she's a hot little Korean girl.
Hot little number. Or black. Nothing wrong with black girls giving massages. With happy beginnings. And Joe sent in a number for Eric, 29 years old in New York. His friend Eric is funny as hell, but also sometimes really stupid. Every time he goes to chill with him, his roommate Nate has asked him about who his gay fantasy would be. Wow. He has also mentioned to me that he would definitely have sex with the old manager from his job named Wendy, who is 62 years old and wrinkly as fuck. All right. Nothing wrong with that. All right, folks, let's get it on. Right back, we will be. Right back, we will be. We got a request for Metallica. You know, I put a ban on Metallica here because of the fact that they banned me from Napster. I think I should let that go. That was back in 1999.
Napster, exactly.
You think it's time to let that go? I was a big Metallica fan. All right, fine. I'll take away my ban from Metallica. What's my one of my favorite Metallica
songs?
Yeah, really?
Here? Yeah, that was like... What, jeez. 10 years ago,
yeah,
almost.
It was. What's a good one? You tell me. I got a whole bunch of Metallica songs.
Sorrow.
Yeah. All right. I got the. This. I don't know that I have that. Hang on. Let's see. We got Cyanide. The Day That Never Comes. The End of the Line. Enter Sandman. That's a good one. The Memory Remains. That was okay. The Unforgiven. Classic. Nothing Else Matters. I got like five versions of that. That's one. That's my favorite Metallica song. I think of all time, probably Nothing Else Matters. Play that. This is the right version of it. Fade to Black. I don't know if I have Fade to Black, even. I don't have them all. Like I said, I got upset at them, and I stopped downloading their music. Well, they wanted me to, didn't they? All right, we'll play Nothing Else Matters. We'll play some more after that. Oh, One. One's a good one. Let's play One. Fuck that. One takes too long to start up, though. I got to fast forward through it.
I called him really drunk during the honeymoon.
What up, Pete?
Oh,
Kimmy's not answering her cell phone. Goodbye.
You heard the girl.
I
don't think that was Kim talking.
Okay. Well, you heard him out there in the listener land.
Oh, man. All right, let's...
You know what the deal is now. She's right there. The cook bugging us. The call.
All right, Marion... Confirmed by Nunu, Marion is in her room right now. Marion is one of those feminists at the convention. Let's call her.
Oh, confirmed by Nunu.
Oh, I'll be good.
You are being transferred, and the hotel operator will assist you. Thank
you. Thanks for calling Sheraton Hotel and Suites.
Hello, Sheraton. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. I need to speak to someone who should be checked in. Is Marion there?
What's the last name? One moment.
Hurry up. You didn't ask if I could hold. Hello? Hello.
Hello. Mommy, please.
No, no.
The hotel guest you have called is unavailable. You may leave a private report. You are being transferred, and a hotel operator will assist you.
Thank you for calling the show.
I didn't say that you could transfer me. I didn't ask for permit. You didn't get permission to put me on hold, sir.
Hello?
Someone dropped the phone on me and transferred me without asking permission for me to hold.
Okay, I'm sorry about that, sir.
Who was that? I need names, please. I want names and badge numbers immediately.
That I don't know who you spoke to.
Can you ask who? How many people answer the phone there?
There's quite a few different people that answer the phone.
It was a woman who wasn't you.
That might have been Laverne.
Laverne? Can you put her on the phone, please?
She's actually already left for the night.
No, it was just now, though. When did she clock out?
She's actually leaving right now.
Can you say? Can you ask her if it was me, at least, please? If it was her, can you ask her?
She's actually walking to the back of the
yell
hotel.
Yell at her real quick. No, no, no. Put me on. I'll give you permission to put me on hold and you to ask her immediately if it was her.
She's on her way to the back. I have no way of
contact. You're wasting time here, woman. Just put me on hold and ask her if it was her. Jesus.
At Sheraton, you don't just stay here. You belong.
We belong. We belong together. We belong.
Our lowest rates are always on Sheraton.com. But if you happen to see a better rate somewhere else, trust us, we'll match it and give you an extra 10% discount or 2,000 star points.
Hey, you get star points.
All right.
Thank you for calling Sheraton. You don't just stay here. You belong.
We belong.
Hold on and we'll be right with you.
We get points. Golden star points. Nunu commands us to stop. Well, they get a lot of people answering the phone there, stupid.
We'd like you to be part of our Starwood preferred guest community if you're not already a member. You can earn star points for all your stays at participating Sheraton hotels and redeem them for great rewards and free nights at over 800 hotels and resorts that are part of the program around the world.
This is bullshit putting me on hold for so long.
Hello, sir. Let me transfer you to my manager.
No, I didn't ask for you to do that. I asked you to get me answers.
Good morning, front desk.
Listen, sir, I'm asking for answers, and your women that are working there are refusing to give me answers to my questions and are transferring me without permission.
Transferring you to where?
To other extensions and other women there, and I've asked from the beginning that I don't work with women, that I'm not allowed to because I'm married now. I'm only allowed to speak to men. And this woman put me through to a phone number. It was just a voicemail. And I asked the other woman who just transferred me over
here. I'm sorry, but we do
wait
have
a minute. I'm not done explaining the situation. I'm not done.
Well, sir, you're going to have to be able to
I'm not done explaining the situation and your mistakes. And I hope you're writing all this down because there's going to be a quiz at the end of this call.
I'm not writing anything down at this point.
It's because you're a bad manager. You're a bad worker and you have no control over there, do you?
This is a society where we accept women, and if you can't speak to women, then you can't speak.
No, it's
to
my wife that has a problem. I don't have a problem talking to women. I talk to women all night.
You need to learn that you can speak to the women here, and they can answer your questions.
Then explain to me why they're refusing to follow orders.
Because you told them that you didn't want to speak to women, so they were trying to transfer you somewhere else.
I said,
now, if
you
can
keep interrupting
me,
stupid.
What you need the question to, then we'll go ahead and answer that question, and you can go on.
Shut up. Shut up. I needed to speak to Marion, and they transferred me to the wrong extension. And
Marion
I came
who?
I came back, and I said that I needed answers why they transferred me the wrong extension, and they gave me the runaround. Typical women giving me the runaround. Then I said,
I'm not going to have you sitting here and talking about women like that.
Well, you know how it is. You know, things were a lot better before they can drive
cars.
No, I
don't, sir. You're just being ridiculous. Goodbye now.
Bye.
Fucking let me talk, asshole. I'm an asshole guy. I don't care if I don't talk to them ever again, Nunu. I will never stay there. No one ever go to the Sheraton. We don't belong. Look at this picture I'm showing now. It's my Tupac look. Hope you like it.
And by the way, their star points, their stars are gold. They're more of a brassy color.
This guy's the feminist leader, Quack Leader. Quackmaster says. Good point. Oh, man, I do not want to go back to work tomorrow. Is that the real Yucko in the syndicate room? That'd be cool. I saw the Howard On Demand, the Howard TV segment where you came in and headed out with Artie. Not bad. Good stuff, man. Good luck with your book. Is it a book? No, a CD. I'm going to download that tonight. Let's see if I can find it and download it for free so I don't have to pay for it. But if I like it, I'll throw you some change. But I want to hear
it
first.
You're going to pirate his CD?
I'm going to, yeah, everybody, don't worry. If you haven't heard Yucko CD yet, I'm going to be downloading it tonight, and I'll make it available on my website, madhouselive.com/Yucko. madhouselive.com/Yucko. You can do that either Y-U-C-K-O or Y-U-K-K-O. You'll find it. I'll link it both ways. And you can download it for free, and then look, if you like it, then maybe you send Yucko a dollar. That's how it should be done.
Just a dollar?
Just a dollar. Metallica should have learned it. They made the same mistake. All against it. I learned just to have it
all. Yeah, I got banned from Napster too because of them.
Yeah, you did? I know. Then Dr. Dre banned some people.
Well, send Yucko more than a dollar. I mean, my gosh. The guy's down on his thing.
Send it.
The wife left him and.
So, wah. My wife left me. No, she did. I wish she did. I wish she would. I wish a motherfucker would.
Walking out into the other room does not count.
She went to sleep. I'm right back with another prank call. Just a moment, folks. Who it is, I don't know. Call a random number. Oh, Maven has a wife. That's fucking hot. That'd be hot. Maven had a wife, another woman. That would go something like, you know, like this. Yeah. All right. Anyway, let's call Milkman. Let's get him on the line. Where's he been, huh? Remember, I told you guys he probably wouldn't show up, that he'd be late with excuses like always. Mr. Excuse himself.
Right.
Mr. Third Quarter
probably
Excuse. Yeah, let's call Milkman.
Once upon a time, at the foot of a great mountain, there was a town where the people known as happy folk lived.
How's that, man?
What's your excuse? Why aren't you in the chat room? What's going on?
Dude, I'm not home yet, man. You didn't call me all day. I called you for the last 2 days to find out we're going to do a show.
Shut that thing up. You said 30 minutes and you're still on the road.
Huh?
You said 30 minutes when I called you the beginning of the show and you're still not there.
Right, dude, because, like, the traffic was, you know, dude, I was clear to Concord, man.
Why could you just tell me you're going to be 2 hours?
I didn't think it was going to take a half hour. I didn't think it was going to take a half.
Well, you hear that? It's a bullshit alarm. You missed the best madhouse ever, man. We've talked to Cheech Marin. He called in, and then Tommy Chong called in also. You missed him. We prank called George Takei, and we prank called Eric Estrada.
Gee, thanks, assholes. Why didn't you like tell me at least and message you? You didn't even say, "Yeah, we're doing a show."
I'm kidding. We haven't prank called any of those people or talked to any of them. We talked about the honeymoon and the wedding and how you didn't show up again. And we did a few prank calls. It's been fun. It's been emotional. We're wrapping it up. I want to check with you. How long are you going to be, man?
I'm almost home now. I'm about half a mile.
You got the swine flu is what it is. Quarantine him, everybody.
About 2 more inches from my driveway up with your 30 minutes.
I had to go clear across the fucking nose for me.
That's my song.
Milkman, seriously, I'm going to wrap it up, though. You're going to have to wait until next week, you know? It doesn't matter. What if I would have told you we were going to do a show? What was going to happen? You're going to be late anyway, right?
I wouldn't have left, bitch. No, you got to ignore your main man. Shit.
You ignored me when I needed you. Stuck me.
See, that's how the hell this fucking ball and chain works, man. All of a sudden, Madhouse got to take a back seat now.
It does, goddamn it.
I'm gonna tell Athena to mash your nuts for this little stunt, boy.
I got a little fucking to do. No, seriously, I gotta get going. I gotta work tomorrow. It's a big day for me tomorrow. It's my big day back at work. It's the day that tomorrow's the day that all the stress comes back to me again, and I hate life again.
Who's in the chat room?
Maven's in there. She's asking about you. She says she's single now. She's looking forward to maybe chatting with you, but I guess you're gonna miss out.
I've been on messenger here in about 10 minutes, man. I'm moving in on Maven myself. Nope, too late, Milkman. It's over. Milkman's traffic. Yeah, dude, because, man, I have been putting in 100 plus hours a week. You ain't gonna believe this check on me rolling in.
Man. Oh, yeah. Can't wait for that.
Yeah. Dude, I did a 23-hour day. 3 hours later, after I got off of that one, I did a 27-hour day.
Uh-huh.
I got, like, in 40 plus hours of double time, baby.
I don't believe it.
Yeah.
All right, we got a number here for first call escorts. You want to stand in line?
All right.
All right, this is from Testio. Testio.
Okay.
This is,
hey, welcome to Testicles. That guy's down in South America, man. He's one of our cool new listeners.
All right, South America. Good people there. All right.
Yeah. Hey, Ecuador. Ecuador.
The equator. All right. Don't go anywhere.
All right.
In time, the strange folk found their way into the higher reaches of the mountain, and it was there that they found the caves of unimaginable...
Now, who's this guy talking over his music?
By chance, they stumbled
upon
the place where all good souls come to rest. The strange folk, they coveted the jewels in these caves above all things, and soon they began to mine the mountain. Its rich scene,
it's not my mom,
the chaos of their own world. Meanwhile, down in the town, the happy folks slept restlessly, their dreams invaded by shadowy figures digging away at their souls. Every day, people would wake and stare at the mountain. Why was it bringing darkness into their lives?
Milkman's one of the happy folk. Worships the monkey god. Every night watching Skinamax, Milkman.
Hello, can I help you?
Yes, hi. I was watching Skinamax and I thought I'd give a call, see if I could find an escort.
Sure, it's $150 for a half hour, $220 for the hour. Where are you located?
Well, I was in my hotel room, but I'd be willing to meet anywhere. What kind of deal do you guys got going if we meet in person?
We only do alcohol, sweetheart.
Okay.
We only come to your apartment, house, or hotel.
I like how you call me sweetheart. That's nice. You have a nice accent.
Okay, so do you want to hook up?
Uh-huh. Is it me and you, or is it like another... Do you have any black girls?
No, honey. Where are you located?
Whites only. Hello? I'm in Seattle. You guys are in Seattle, right?
Returning to main menu. You have two new messages. To listen to your messages, press 1. To place a call, press 2. For Goog 411, press 3. Or to change your settings, press 4.
And as a strange folk climbed deeper and deeper into the mountain, holes began to appear, bringing with them a cold and bitter wind that chilled the very soul of the monkey. For the first time, the happy folk felt a
stupid happy
like 20 every night.
Well, I ruined that one. It would have been awesome had they been able to call back, but, you know, whatever. I screwed it up. Sorry, you know, I have a bit way with the ladies of screwing things up.
What a butt face.
Nunu is having a conniption with you getting angry with the front desk. That's what I always do. I always end up getting angry with the front desk at these conventions. And he was calling me a wanker, a pillock, and other British slang. Milkman, can you believe it?
No way, not Nunu.
Yeah.
Not our resident Tourette's symptoms guy.
Yeah. All right, cool. We got a number here for Max. This one came in from who? From Prona. Buddhist that takes trips to sail, watched a good friend get his face fractured on the street, then wouldn't testify in court because he had a skiing trip to go to. What an ass. Said he forgot what he saw. Oh, wait, I got a better one. A total faker piece of shit that thinks he's a ladies' man, but I think he kind of likes Speedo sandwiches. Speedo sandwiches. You lost me there. I don't know. So you like Speedo sandwiches, Milkman. Remember that? Remember we had a Speedo sandwich once?
Speedo?
Yeah, Speedo sandwich. Banana hammock sandwich. Oh. All right. Uh-huh. All right.
All right. Hey.
All
right. Let's go to the beach and want Speedo sandwiches.
Athena is a funny thing. Athena asked me how you say beach in Spanish, and I said, well, you add O to everything most of the time in Spanish.
You did it. I love it. Gotta tell her to say it on the air. Oh, we went to the...
No, well, she asked for where the beach was. She asked somebody. No, she didn't. We were saying that would be a funny joke to do to a friend of ours. To ask... Yeah, where's the beach? Oh, where's the cock?
Go down south. Right?
You'd probably point him in the direction of the nearest gay bar.
Head down south.
Here's another escort service in Seattle, Washington. They got a 1-star rating. Whoa. That doesn't sound too good. Damn, man. All right, cool. Let's do it.
That kind of place right there.
Yeah,
that girl's there.
They knew that soon the monkey would stir from its deep sleep. And there came a sound, distant first.
I can't believe how the Queen's Mission Black goes up through her.
So immense that it could be heard far away in space. There were no screams. There was no time. The mountain called Monkey had spoken. There was only fire. And then, nothing.
Leave your name and your number and...
Fuck. Fucking whore. No wonder she's got a 1-star. No wonder. No fucking wonder. Alright, let's do one of these prank cover quests. Here we got.
Lone Star rating, huh?
The Lone Star rating. What's up with Syndicate? Syndicate, if you got someone who needs to go on, Chuck said he couldn't go on tonight, but if someone else wants to go on, I know I'm killing things. Let me know.
Hi.
You know what I mean?
Hey, hey.
Look at Rick Tunes fagging it up. Awesome.
Let's go.
Okay, faggot. Alright, Reverend Prona, send in a number, as I said before. We're going to call that. This is for Ricky, who's obsessed with Magic Ricky. The Gathering and Dungeons and Dragons. Just a moment, please.
This call goes out to Ricky.
Hello?
Hey, this is Ricky.
Yeah.
Ricky, what's up? Hey, I got your name out of a fishbowl here. We're doing a Magic the Gathering event Friday, tomorrow. Are you available?
Yeah.
All right. Are you in, it's going to be for money. What we're doing is we're going to be giving away 3 expansion decks. Anybody who wins. Are you registered at all with Wizards?
Yeah, I got DCI.
Cool. What kind of deck you play, man?
I play, hold on 1 second. I play it's kind of an ag. I mean, it's just kind of a Bant deck. It's pretty good. It's getting better.
Yeah? Mostly like white decks?
My favorite color is blue.
Yeah?
Yeah, blue, green, white.
Yeah, I got a Pestilence deck and I mix it with my red fire deck.
Mm-hmm.
You ever play the Pestilence?
Like back in the day.
Yeah, Pestilence, man. I played it once, and I won. I won a pink Cadillac once playing it. We're giving away there's a chance to win ESPN2 is going to have a tournament in 2 weeks. They're going to do a reality show, race on Magic the Gathering. What's going on? The people who show good tomorrow night are going to be in a contention for an audition. They're picking 10 of them. 10 of them are going to go to the actual show. It's going to be a Magic the Gathering. You got something on in the background there, son?
Hold on.
Please.
Television. Thanks. All right.
Would you be interested? Do you think you work at all, or what do you do?
I mean, I have the next 3 days off.
No, but do you work, I mean?
Yeah, I work.
You think you get 3 weeks off, we put you on the show?
pending. I mean, where is this out of? I mean, this is a number. I mean, this is my cell phone number. How does somebody get a hold of my cell phone number? It's just weird.
Well, someone probably registered you through the, you know, through your other tournament playing. Have you played in tournaments at all or anything?
I played FNMs.
Yeah, so you probably, we probably got your information from there. That's fine. I'm with Wizards of the Coast, man.
Okay.
So what we're going to do, we're going to have you come down and to the game tomorrow. Where do you play at normally?
I mean, I play in my small little city in Kentucky.
Yeah, but I know, but what shop do you usually go to?
The Collector's Mall.
Yeah, exactly. Hang on. Let me pull them up here. In Kentucky, right? Collector's Mall?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, tomorrow night at 8 p.m. they're going to have this. We're going to have a, it's a brand new expansion. It's not even talked about. Now, if you happen to win, or if you come in mm-hmm. second or third place, what's going to happen, you get in contention. And two out mm-hmm. of the three, so if you're third or second, first place, you got a, like a 30% chance of, you got a 60% chance of being on the show, as long as you're cool. You know, you don't, you have any, are you going to bring any baggage with you, anything like that? You got any problems?
No.
Acne? Nothing like that. No, I'm not joking around. Seriously, I mean, but what's going to happen is 3 weeks we're going to fly out to Studio City. There's going to be a Magic the Gathering reality show. Okay.
Mhm.
All right. So, well, we need to get some details here from you first. I need you to write down my number here. I'm going to give you my toll free line and extension.
All right. Just 1 second.
All right.
Okay.
All right. The studio here, it's 888-278-8509.
Would you repeat that?
888-278-8509. Right. When you get to
okay.
the, if you got to get a hold of me, when you get through to the switchboard, You let the lady know. It's, usually it's probably Clarissa. You let her know that you need to speak to Valente.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at extension 8462.
8462.
Right. I'd give you my direct line, but I don't know where I'm going to be tomorrow. But well, we need you to go to the shop tomorrow and bring all your cards that you have. We want to see your collection. And try to come a little dressed up because we're going to have cameras there and we're going to do like a quick interview. Myself and probably one of the other ladies is going to just ask you some questions on camera, take some shots. Do you have any pictures of yourself you can bring also? Like any, I don't know, glamour shots, anything like that?
No,
nothing
not
like,
really.
That's fine. I was just wondering. Are you in a union at all?
Huh?
You're not in a union of any sort, are you?
A unit.
Union. Are you in a union?
No.
Okay, good, because then we can't hire you. And are you able to provide documentation that you're able to work in the United States? If we need it? Okay, well, we need to have this on file. All right, so come tomorrow. Bring, how many, I mean, are you able to bring your cards with you, all of them? Do you have, is it a lot?
I can pretty much take care of that.
All right.
It's not a problem.
Do they normally have tourneys on Friday there?
It's FNM. It's every Friday.
All right. So when you go there, just make sure that you ask for Valente. I mean, I don't know who runs the show there, but let them know we're going to be there probably later. We're going to try to get there. We're going to another shop, but we're going to be there. Just bring all your cards with you. Like I said, try to dress so you don't have to wear a tie or anything like that. Maybe a nice pair of have khakis or anything like that?
Yeah.
Khakis. Maybe have like a polo shirt?
Yeah.
All right, come dress a little nicely. We'll come down. We'll speak with you. I'm gonna tell you, there's four people in contention. I got you down as one, and as long as you seem like you got a decent handle of the game, then more than likely we're probably gonna pick you up. But how hard would it be for you to get the time off?
Probably. It all depends. Right. I mean, it probably wouldn't be a problem.
We'll give you your per diem. It's about, the per diem comes up to about $500 a week, and all of the food is taken care of, you're catered, transportation is taken care of, we take care of your plane flights, so you don't have to worry about paying rent, nothing like that. You're all going to be in a house together. There's going to be cameras all over it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you ever watch, like, The Real World and stuff like that. It's kind of going to be like that. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be 6 women and 6 men.
Right.
Okay. Do you have any obligations as far as religion? Do you have to go to church any day? Because more than likely you're not going to be able to go.
No, I'm not connected to any kind of religion.
Nothing like that. Do you have any kind of food requirements at all?
Like, not really.
Like, do you have any allergies to foods, anything like that?
Not really.
Do you follow kosher or anything? You can eat anything? You're good with that?
No.
All right. So
yeah, I'm good.
All right. So tomorrow at the Collector's Mall, like I said, bring all your cards with you. Just dress nicely. And we'll be there, and we'll definitely, we're going to do some screenshots with you, might have you do some poses, and just do some quick information, and then might have you on camera just explain. You're probably going to say, I'm Ricky, and I'm from Kentucky, or whatever. What city are you in?
Owensboro.
All right, you're going to say, oh, you know, Ricky Owensboro, and they probably might have you walk around, they'll have a camera, and you'll talk to the camera and all that, maybe talk about your family, or your mom, or is there anything like, is your mom sick or anything, or you got a brother that you can mention?
Yeah, I have family I can mention, I guess.
All right, cool, cool. Anything else? You like high school? You're in high school still?
No, I'm 28 years old.
All right, good, yeah, because you can't be. You have to be at least 19.
Okay.
Okay, so try to bring, you know, at least bring your ID, like I said, because you might have to fill out the I-9 and all that if we hire you. But can you call work tomorrow? Just let them know, hey, by the way, it might be from July 4th. I don't know if you're writing this down.
Yeah, I'm writing it down.
July 4th to July 28th. It's 2 weeks where you'll be in the house.
Uh-huh.
Then if,
okay.
All right, and if you make it to the finals, then what we'll do, you'll come back home, and you're going to be under secrecy. You can't tell anybody how you did or anything like that. And then we fly you out for the live, you know, the live finale. It's going to be live.
Okay.
It's going to be on Spike Network.
Okay.
Okay, and also on ESPN.
Alrighty.
All right, so if for some reason anything happens tomorrow, you give me a call. You ask for myself or Mr. Zolar, okay? My name is Valente. You got that? V-A-L-E-N-T-E. Or Mr. Mr. Zolar. He's my boss. His last name is Z-O-L-A-R.
Z-O-L-A-R, okay.
And that's Mr. Zolar. So either of us, you can call us. Like I said, can you hold on to that? If you don't get through to me, we'll get you through. Someone will get you through to Mr. Zolar. We'll make sure everything works out. But we look forward to working with you, Ricky. You come, you know, I don't know if you've done really good or not, but I don't know, you came highly recommended.
Okay.
All right, you excited?
A little, yeah.
All right, brother. Don't worry about it too much. Try to get some sleep. We'll see you tomorrow. All right, get some rest. You're going to need it, brother, all right? You're going to be a star. All right, see you, man.
See you.
All right, bye.
And I hung up on...
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, man.
I almost hung up on you in accident. That guy's going to show for no reason. That guy's gonna show up all dressed up to his magic The Gathering thing tomorrow. They're gonna tell him, what the hell are you talking about? I'm sorry, you need the TeamSpeak coordinates. I don't know what they are offhand.
Oh shit, dude, come on, man. This is my reinstall. That's why I don't have it on here.
Oh, let me hang up so I can get it for you. I'll play a song while I do that, okay?
All right, cool.
All right, man. Hang on, everybody. We'll be right back. Hang on, Milkman. I'll call you. Milkman will be back.
That guy's gonna show up at the card shop tomorrow with all his magic cards dressed up. Talking about, yeah, they told me they're gonna have me in the TV show. Joke's on you, kid. Right back.
That was a nice.
You're not nice.
Funny as shit, though.
Wasn't
nice.
Well, nothing's nice. Dobby, what are you doing, man? My cat's like going in places. Hey, get out of there. You know what always scares the cat when I whistle? Get out of there. He's hanging up behind the computer. He's going to fry himself. I'll be a bad boy cat. All right, hang on. Let's get your mic on, Milkman. We're about to wrap it up. One more prank call if I can find one. Find a number to do here. I have international numbers here. I have international minutes.
Milkman.
I have international minutes. Noon, if you have an international number, we can call. Those are an option. Nunu recommends, and someone else said that, I forget who it was, to call the feminists and tell them I'm running for president of now and ask if I can count on their support. And accuse them of being sexist if they say no because I'm a man. True that. Good idea, motherfucker. All right, well, I don't know who to ask for. Thank you. We can ask for Latifah. Okay, let's do it. Mm-hmm. All right. Stand by. We're calling the feminist one more time. Yeah. I couldn't get the feminist to go through for some reason. No one's answering at that hotel. And I tried to call that number to Ecuador that Testio sent me. That's 12 cents a minute. That's a little rich for my blood, my friend. I don't think I'm going to be calling them. No, no, no. I don't think I'm going to be doing that. Sorry, man. Well, there it is. I think the show's over. I am tired. And I got to go to work tomorrow.
Oh,
I know.
Fuck.
No, man, why are you so slow?
Oh, man. Do I have to get into this again?
No. Oh, man. All right. Oh, that's right. That's right. Reverend Prun is reminding me that we the one call that we did an accident was that we had him call the Star Trek guy. We told him we're going to use one of his scripts. He realized it was a lie after he Googled the toll-free line. He Googled the toll-free line, the 8822. That sucks, really. Yeah, we got caught like that once, too. I told someone, give me a call back at 888-278-8509. She's like, okay, well. And then she Googled the number first, and she saw it came up as, it comes up as 98.6 the mouth. That is the only, Oh, look at that. It comes up as a Who is record for 98.6 the mouth. That sucks. Yeah, that sucks. Look at that.
Yeah, work on that.
Yeah, I got to fix that. It comes up as registered as
Mudio. That's our station also on Mudio, too. Mudio.fm.
Mudio, yeah, is it? That's awesome. Mudio's fun. I like that site. I like that service.
98.6 the mouth.
Dun. Awesome. Someone was requesting this drop, so here we go.
What's that? Mudio.
It's like for listening on your phone, right, Milkman? Isn't that what it is, Mudio? On your BlackBerry?
Yeah. You can listen on you can listen on G phone, iPhone, any type of phone that'll play audio streams.
Very cool.
X phone.
And
the
it's
X-phone.
Free.
Yeah, the new X phone.
And it's got hundreds and hundreds of streams, cop scanners, everything, man.
Awesome. All right, Milkman, could you take us out of here, please, so we can call it a night?
That's right. What do you mean? Where are we going?
We're going. I'm going home. I got to go to sleep. I got to work tomorrow. Unlike you.
Oh, hell yeah.
No.
What? If you were here, you would have known you would be paying attention.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I have been asking all day, actually for 2 days, Tuck. You don't even know. I've been messaging this Beecho fucker, and he won't even answer me. And
I didn't
say,
even
we
know
we
should go on.
Are we doing a show? Are we doing a show? Are we doing a show? And guess what? No answer.
Well, guess what? We were doing one. You should have known.
I didn't even know it was coming on.
Oh, but so
like, bitch-ass motherfucker!
You know what's funny, Milkman? I get this, the guy Reverend Prona is telling me that guy that I remember this guy. I talked to him for a long time, and I told him, I was Jack Valente. He's like, are you related to the other Jack Valente? Like, yeah. I was like, oh, I'm sorry, your dad died. And I was like, yeah, whatever. He was bragging for days that he was planning to fly to L.A. He was bragging for days that we were going to pick up a script for the new Star Trek movie. And he ended up figuring it out when he couldn't get through. He Googled the number and figured out, it's a radio show. That's crazy. Well, Milkman, give the shout outs. I'm gonna shut the show off without your shout out.
Oh, hell, you bitch. You're a punk, man. You're a punk. We need to do an extra 15 minutes, man.
Nope.
We need no.
All right, I want to thank everybody for listening tonight.
A lot of people have been waiting. Our people have been waiting for a month and a half.
Yeah,
I even did a show, and now you're going to chintz out now at the last minute.
That's what you want to call it, a show.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I heard it.
Show!
All right, seriously, Milkman, either
That's
take us
right,
out of here.
Damn it, that was a hell of a show. Y'all missed it.
All right,
They were here listening.
That's right.
Okay, so that's seriously, right. Tug was listening. It was a show of memorable notes.
All right. So, Milkman, seriously, take us out of here. I'm going to shut it off.
Oh, God, you weenie. All right, everybody. Carly is a weenier. He's a wanker. He didn't let me know we're going to do this show. I've been asking for 3 days, so I'm glad that he's back, even though he's still a weenie. And I'm going to send a message to his wife, Athena, to crush his nuts tonight for being a bad boy and tricking your old friend, the milkman. That's right. But nevertheless, though, we do love y'all, and we sure have missed you. And I did try and do a show, and maybe by the next time I get on, I'll have it perfected.
That was good. It was
and
good.
We'll have some fun with that. I did a couple good calls, man. I was surprised myself, dude. I was like, whoa. Anyway, maybe I'll have it queued up for next week. I'll send you the teabag call, man.
Yeah, do that. Can't wait to hear that.
But anyway, yeah, man, everybody out there. Yeah, it was pretty stupid. There was a good pizza call in there. But, yeah, everybody, all our friends over there at Syndicate, sure love you. We missed you. And I don't know what the hell happened. I hope that you all enjoyed it as much as we do. I know that everybody else enjoyed it more than I did because I missed the whole fucking thing. Oh, anyway. And all of our friends, that's right. 98.6 The Mouth. That's right. We love you too, man. I don't even know who the hell's in our chat.
Show your titties.
That's right. Show your titties. Maven, I'm getting ready to come on my messenger, honey. I need to talk to you. So please meet me over there on my messenger. I need to speak to you for a moment. And I'd like to thank everybody out there for tuning in. But you know what? It's all about you. That's right. Our listeners, our beloved friends and fans out there, we ask every week to invite your friends, better yet, invite your enemies, man, because we got some laughs for you every week. We got some stunts and zany comedy right here in the Madhouse style. All right, we love you, man. It's all for you. The most interactive show right here in Prank Radio. Join us next week at Thursday. But please remember to kick him in the nuts. That's right. I mean, no. Thank our Generalissimo of the Madhouse, Carnito, Hermanito, you traitorous bastard. I mean, we love you. Thanks a lot, Hermano, for not inviting me in time. I mean, for the great show.
Okay, you done? All right, look, man. Well, then. A big thank you to Nunu for sending in numbers as he could. And to Testio, Reverend Prana. Prana sent in numbers, thank you. Anybody else who sent the numbers or forgot it? I'm sorry if I didn't. Lonesome Loser, we did some of his old numbers. Thank you, sir.
All right. Is Lonesome in there?
No.
I'm blind right now.
He's not online. Thanks to Tuck for checking in. Kokanee and Baz were here also. Thank you. Milkman, thank you for showing up late as usual. And all our friends in the syndicate.
Yes, sir.
I want to thank Sidekick Chuck for holding things down while we were gone. And Milkman, you did. It was a good show. What I heard of it was actually pretty funny. I had a good time. Athena and I were presently amused listening to that show you did last Thursday. Or two Thursdays ago, that was.
Oh, you love that fucking joke-ass show.
It was pretty good.
Oh, dude. It was something.
All right, cool.
I'll get a call ready for you. I'll get a couple calls.
Cool.
There's a lot of stupidity, but there might have been one or two good laughs in there. If not, fuck it. That's all right.
Fuck it,
whatever. Better than sitting home.
Better than
in your closet tied up, hanging from the highest shelf there.
Okay.
With autoerotic asphyxia. Hi-yah, Kung Fu!
All right. Thank you, Milkman. Thank you, everybody. We'll catch you here next week, Thursday, that is.
No, it was Secret Ninjas.
We're back on the 25th. Thank you. Oh, my birthday is tomorrow on Saturday. Yeah.
Meet me on the IM, honey. Meet me on the IM, please.
Y'all better have your pencils ready. Number two.